Welcome to Recover in Christ. Let us set out together on the journey toward healing and newfound strength. Not strength found within ourselves, but strength found through trusting God and allowing Him to direct our decisions and plans. This journey will take us through the 12 steps and other materials designed to help us focus on the provisions our powerful God offers for recovery. Without God, there is no recovery, only disappointments and failures. We pray that the resources found on this website, along with the Word of God, will help us all better understand who God is and how He wants to heal our brokenness and set us on the path toward wholeness. Amen, and praise God for being who He is. Jesus, Lord of Lords, King of Kings.
This week we'll be on Step 8. Step 8 reads, "We made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank You, Lord, for the opportunity to come to You, Lord. Lord, we just continue to ask for Your power and willingness and desire to go ahead and go on with these steps, Lord. Lord, we just know that without these steps in our life and Your guidance and direction, Lord, that we will not be able to go ahead and recover from our habits and our hang-ups, Lord. Lord, we just thank You for all that You do. In Jesus' name we pray. We'll be reading from the Word of God out of Leviticus 4, 1 through 28. "As we have allowed our life to get out of control, we probably hurt people without even realizing it. In fact, much of the pain we have caused has been most likely unintentional. Nevertheless, we still need to take responsibility for our actions by making amends. When God gave the commandments, He included instructions for handling mistakes as well as intentional sins. He said, 'Give the Israelites the following instructions for dealing with those who sin unintentionally by doing anything forbidden by the Lord's commands. If any of the citizens of Israel do something forbidden by the Lord, they will be guilty, even if they have sinned unintentionally. When they become aware of their sin, they must bring as their offering a female goat with no physical defects. It will be offered for their sin.'" Leviticus 4:2, 27-28. "But suppose some of you unintentionally fail to carry out these commands that the Lord has given you. If the mistake was done unintentionally and the community was unaware of it, the whole community must present a young bull for a burnt offering, and they will be forgiven. For it was an unintentional sin, and they have corrected it with the offering given to the Lord." Numbers 15:22-25. "We are responsible for the way our behavior has affected others. This is true when we didn't realize we were hurting them. These unintentional sins need to be acknowledged and corrected as soon as we discover them. God forgives us all for our sins. In the recovery process, however, the unintentional sins need to be accounted for along with the more glaring ones." We're going on reading from the Word of God from Leviticus 16:20-22. "It is natural to hope that the people we have hurt will think better of us once we have sought to make amends. We may fear that there are some who will never upgrade their opinions about us, no matter what we do. In reality, they may not, especially if they have chosen to use us as scapegoats. Before the coming of Jesus, the people of Israel were instructed to select a goat that would carry away their sins. Jesus became our scapegoat when He took our sins upon Himself. The priest was to place his hands on the goat and confess it over the sins of the people. He is to lay both of his hands on the goat's head and confess over it all the sins and rebellion of the Israelites. In this way, he will lay the people's sins on the head of the goat, and he will send it out into the wilderness, led by a man chosen for their task. After the man sets it free in the wilderness, the goat will carry all the people's sins upon itself into a desolate land. Some of the people we have hurt will use us as their scapegoats. Since we have hurt them, they will feel justified in sending us away with more than our share of burden. They unconsciously place the blame for their pain on us so we can carry it away. As their scapegoats, we play the role of removing something they were unable to deal with in another way. Because of this, they may never welcome us back. We should be prepared for the kind of response and realize that their behavior says more about them than it says about us. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for this step, Lord, and realize, Lord, that we do the best we can and not have to really worry about the response from those that we try to do our amends, Lord. We just thank you for everything you've done. Lord, we just continue to work going toward forward for honor recovery. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our program. We welcome your contributions. Please send your donation to R. Mulcahy at recoveryinchrist.com through PayPal. That's RMULCAHEY at recovery-in-christ.com.